Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Dancing. that he might raise her from the dead out of our soulless nature. That's what glory is, because these things can be taken the wrong way and bandied around, and we certainly don't want anything like that. Follow those that believe, they will speak in new tongues, they will raise the dead. So then I began to look at the fact of the raising of the dead. Well, it's doing very, very well. He's up and walking around. So everything's been working just beautifully. You know, hiccups or hitchhikes or any problems or anything. So, really great. She's got like a whole future for her. Yeah, she can walk. Yeah. No pain in that, right? Oh, no, she's still on the frame, but she's actually able to walk. Yeah. Oh, she will. It's been quite a difficult time, but it's been very, very easy. That's funny. And it's just easy, nothing heavy or whatever. Whatever, Bobby, and you could expect the vain imagination. But no, I just said no way. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we started out there. Sounds great, isn't it? I tell you, folks, I often say, you know, it's been very painful and very hard. But I just feel so secure, and so I know what I'm saying. You were saying the same thing. Just so grateful for where he's bringing us, and the security that you have, and the knowledge that all is well. And it is, you know, you don't. And it's all to do with the coming of authority. The power and the authority. I knew he would start at some stage on this realm. And the title of the message is, I think, the fig tree is breaking forth into leaf. Something like that. That fig tree.
Also, it's the
heather is young and the dying. Anybody remember that word? Heather is young. H-A-B-E-R-G-E-O-N. I think it's G-E-R-N in this chat. And the diamond. Yes, G-E-R-N. Just while we've started for a couple of moments, it's very interesting what's happened with the music. You haven't seen it here, but remember how we've seen the music taper out and then one night we'll be up. And I have been pushing it. I firmly believe it's more than something that's possible. You don't try it long and make it happen. And it was great here. And remember one night we'd be out here about it, and I remember hearing so clearly the floor. They shipped an idol like that. It was so clearly my spirit. And so we began to realise that he was starting to feather it out and obviously he's going to do something new. But what's happening in Tauranga with David, young David, who's been up here I think once, but really beginning to use him on the keyboard, not with words, but just, and not with melodies that we know, but just to use them. And it's like there's a new sound coming. Quite interesting. And yesterday he played at the meeting last night. And what's actually happening when he's starting to play? Pretty weird, just going like that. You know, just going like that. But yesterday he played at the meeting last night. We just had a wee bit of a sharing time. And Beth said she hadn't told me, but she said in the morning when she was in the shower that she had a little mallet. You know how sometimes it's a mallet. And she said, I need to get words to this melody. And he said, no, you don't. And that was the thing that we picked up last night. It's just keyboard. It's just, right. It's, yeah, so it's on its way. It's on its way. And I guess what's happening, and that's not to say that in the days to come, song will not come. But at this stage, it's not, and it's like when you're sitting under it, it's like the spirit moves, right? And you know, you're not listening to the music, you're listening to the spirit. Whereas before you'd be singing the songs and listening to the words, focusing on the words, and it's not wrong, but obviously it's been an idol, and you see, we've had to take it away, and we'll restore it in its own way, so that our focus is not on that. And that's not to say that the music is wrong. Hear what I'm saying, folks. Not to say that at all, but it's just another idol that he's had to get out of the road. And of course, I think for us it's been more so because a lot of the music has been very beautiful music that he's given to us. Very timely, very much, you know, of the word that's been happening at the time. Way we can say it, we can talk about cause and effect. If, excuse me, if we know that our health get better and better as our soul prospers, what will happen if our soul gets worse and worse and worse? We get sicker and sicker and sicker. Sicker and sicker and sicker. We get sicker and sicker and sicker. Sicker and sicker and sicker. And I tell you, just to the atmosphere, it's just pouring out. And so we're going to have quite an amazing time, and we're going to see just what an incredibly strategic hour that we're in. So I'll be sharing with you tonight a message titled Black
is a raven. Not the black horn, the black is a raven. Just giving you a little bit of background for those of you who may not be up with the most recent tapes, or may not have yet heard the most recent tapes, because it's all that's moving so quickly, I can't. We've got to go on. You would have heard before we went to South Africa the tape on Mount Block, where we began to direct our attention to the Mountain of Transfiguration. Jane had a prophetic word, as you've heard from me, to say that she saw me climbing a black mountain, which I looked at and thought, well, I've never heard of a black mountain. No idea I was doing this. But and this tried out, but had no prior warning that those sort of things were happening. And then of course got back to New Zealand and Julia. Did you find us in the email, one of them? And began to speak also about the black mountain. So I began to search out. There's two independent witnesses, you see, and when the word is established like that, you don't argue. We're in a, well, it's a really clinical, almost, plan that, you know, you go by witnesses, you don't go by feeling. When the word's established at a tertiary witnesses, that's true, and you walk in it. You might say, but I've got two little fingers. You should have, but one's a left hand finger and one's a right hand finger, and your left hand and your right hand are quite different in the way you use them. One particular night I had a dream or a vision, and you never quite know what it is. And it was to do with a situation where there was a health problem. And again, in this vision, I heard a voice shout to me. How can I put this in a delicate way? There was a particular child involved, and I heard the father of that child say three times,
the name of that child, and in saying the name of that child, said that child was an a-hole. That was the language. We have learnt about the gun gate. For a go, I sat on that and thought, God, what a thing to get. But quite recently, I've realised that the reason that child was having health problems was the dust that was coming through the hereditary line of the parents. And that the parents needed to deal with that, and there would be healing in the child. I don't want to get into any more details, folks, but simply to say to you, that problem with the child no longer exists. And you see, there's a real, and we're sort of going down this health line, but there's a real connection here, and I think in the case of seeking healing for people, sometimes, and it's like we have this, and in the scapegoat, a particular goat was chosen, and upon that one was slain, and the other, and the sins of it laid upon that goat. One was sent into the wilderness, the other one was saved.
And she saw she didn't have had a dream a few nights ago.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.